Pot Radio Network is pleased to present Encounter, a public service program here on KSIV that spotlights local Christian events and provides information and resources to enrich your lives. And now, your Encounter host, Judy Redlick.
On May 16th, 2025, the tornado that ripped through the St. Louis area was devastating for so many. Do you realize it was almost a year ago? Well, they're planning a memorial tornado recovery event on the same day this year. And I want you to meet two guys that are really involved in this. Maybe you had destruction from the tornado and you are wondering, will this ever go away, this memory of this and the challenges I face with my house? Well, stay tuned. I'm Judy Redlick and this is Encounter. I'd like you to meet Bob LaPlante and Bishop Michael Robinson. Bishop Michael Robinson is pastor of Hope Nations Church, and Bob LaPlante has been involved in the school system. He's been involved all over the greater St. Louis area in projects over the years. So you probably recognize his name. So welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So it was kind of your vision, Pastor LaPlante, to do this Memorial Day. Talk about that.
Well, we were involved in October. We did a small little event, and we saw how the people, when we visited them, were still hurting from the tornado. And then a lot of them were feeling like people had forgotten about them. So in doing that event in October, we were able to touch some people's lives. But we thought, what is the next opportunity we can to maybe reach out to more people? Because not only physically was there the damage, but emotionally and, you know, like the neighbor, the destruction, just seeing that all the time. We wanted to let them know through this event that we cared about them and that we're still with them and that it may be a while. The city's saying it's going to be a while. These kind of things take a long time. And so we just wanted them to know we're still with them. And we're going to be with them. And so we just want to have this event on the 16th to kind of say where we've been, where are we now, but also where are we going? Because a lot of them want to know what's next, what's the future going to look like.
So what's it like now? I mean, we are almost up on a year, and you both can speak to this. So where are people now, and has anything happened that's been really positive toward helping them recover?
The first part of that question is, where are people now? I think that there's a mixture of individuals that we can see from our community that have been impacted. Some of them have been rehoused and relocated, and some of them didn't want that necessarily to happen. They didn't want to leave their community, but they were forced to do so because it was the only option that they had other than the streets. So you have those individuals, and then you have those that are still in the community trying to rebuild, living in housing that is still messed up from the tornado, trying to get funds, trying to get help in that matter to, you know, to restore their homes. They're still there. Then you have those that homes were totally devastated by the tornado. Some of them who we were seeing in our shelters just a couple of weeks ago when we saw the cold snap come through the city.
So as you think about all the people who were impacted, I have a friend of mine that I see once a month. She's a part of something I'm involved in. And each month I ask her about her house and she goes, yeah, someday. So I know that she's going through the challenges. And how many people do you think, number one, were impacted by the tornado? How many houses were impacted? And how many are still dealing with the effects?
There are tens of thousands of houses. It was 22 miles long, and in some instances, a mile wide.
See, that's amazing. 22 miles long and a mile wide. That's a lot of space. That is a huge tornado.
Yeah, and it wasn't like a funnel cloud either. It was straight winds, just... it was crazy. So a lot of the people that, you know, your house may have gotten destroyed and your next door neighbor house may be fine, you know.
How is that?
I don't know. The thing that hits you, though, I don't live in the area, but I'm just been around. You're like wondering, why did God choose them and not me? And why, you know, all these why questions. And then also, they're feeling a lot of just by themselves. Because, I mean, there used to be neighbors. There used to be activities on the streets. You know, maybe just cars going by. And now it's just silent. That's why when we're looking at May 16th, we're going to have a fun event.
Tell us about the
events. We're going to have some. We're going to have stuff for kids. We're going to have a children's pastor come out. He's really good. His name's Officer Tony. They're going to be having fun, giving away prizes, telling people about Jesus, praying with people. And then we're going to have a papa shot. We're going to have a game trailer. We're going to have, you know, jump ropes, hula hoops, just all this stuff for kids. Plus, we're going to have some free food. And then we're going to have community partners come out giving away stuff that we think that tornado victim may still need, you know, like food or clothing, you know, just to base that. And then try to wow them with some things. We're going to bring any of the items from like the Little Bit Foundation or maybe even Urban League, you know, some of the things they've got that they have that they came across that they could give away. And then the alderwoman, the mayor, their offices are getting involved. So not only is it going to be a spiritual event, there's also going to be the city involvement. So when you come there, you're going to get your needs met, whether you're coming there for social reasons, entertainment reasons, spiritual reasons, or you just want to hear from the mayor, or you want to hear from the alderwoman, you know, what is going on? What's the plan? And that's what they've been really working on. I've been at these community meetings, and they've been listening, a lot of listening to people. So that's good, you know. And then they've been working to, like, repair houses with reputable repair people because there's been people already taken and taken advantage of.
Yeah, that's what my friend said. She said, I really don't know this contractor that the city might get for my house. How do I know he's a good contractor or not?
Well, the one thing they are doing is they are screening them, but they are going through that and they are making sure that they are reputable because they've already had so many people getting ripped off. They said, we're not going to be guilty of that ourselves. So they are making sure that. And their goal this month is to have like 100 homes a month getting repaired. And they're going to try to up that number throughout the rest of the summer and try to get to a place. There's like grants that were available up until the end of February that you could get your house fixed up to $50,000. They were kept extending the deadlines. I don't know where the deadlines are now, but still a lot of people are going to be seeing their homes repaired and maybe not get to where it's brand new, but it'll be livable again.
They've
got to prioritize what they're going to fix.
You know? Windows fixed and structural fixed, right? And all that. And,
you know, you may not get your back porch replaced or your garage replaced, but you'll have your, you know, your house intact. So that's kind of what they're looking at doing.
Okay, so where are the two events and when do they start?
We have worked together and we are collaborating to create two amazing events. Same desire, same outcome. We want the same outcome, but we're having it in two different places. The one that I will be hosting and our team will be at 711 North Euclid. It's the very place that we came to on that very first night of the tornado right off of Del Mar. We spent 45 straight days in that location helping the community members, and we're coming back with tons of resources for the community and even opportunity to celebrate some of the victories, some of the wins, and just bring hope to that community.
And yours?
Okay, we're going to be at Fairgrounds Park. And we're going to be on the side of the park where the roller skating rink is. And we've got some Christian rappers that are going to be coming. We're going to have, like I said, the alderwoman. She's going to be featuring different heroes in the community, different heroines who on that day did heroic things and also since then. And then we've invited the mayor, which we haven't heard exactly back yet, but we're pretty sure she'll be there. And then just the other community people. And we're just really, as far as like Christians or anybody out there, there's a man, his name is Peter, and he told me, he said, I got involved because of the Good Samaritan story. There was the person who was getting beat up, and then everybody passed by, and everybody had excuses.
Yeah.
And then it was finally the person you least expected to get involved.
Really? Tell us the rest of the story.
And Peter was kind of like that guy. You know, he lived in an affluent part of town. You know, he'd never been down to the city, never really got involved. And he saw Larry, who feeds people on a corner on a news broadcast. And he said, God touched his heart and said, listen, that's your neighbor. These people are your neighbors. So ever since then, this Peter guy, he's been involved with helping down with tornado victims. And so that's what we're kind of looking for is you may be able to come down for a day. You might say, well, what am I going to do in a day? Well, you don't know what you're going to do in a day. That person you meet may be the person that God put in your path so that you can minister to them or just smile at them or just let them know it's going to be okay. We're praying for you. Because like I said, they feel so isolated. It's kind of like when you're stranded on a desert island, you keep waiting for that ship to come by. And then finally, you might see one in the distance, but it goes away. You see another one, it gets a little closer, but it goes away. That's what we are. We're the ship. We're the person. We're the rescuer. And I'm telling you, man, I had PTSD for a while where it's fight, flight, or do nothing. And I can't tell you how many people down there have it, but I can only imagine with that tornado coming through, it throws your brain into survival mode. And just to have somebody come along and care about you when you're in that state does so much for you. Because you don't know who your friend is. You don't know what to think no more. You're wondering, the next storm, is it going to be here to wipe me out? Is this ever going to get better? You just do this catastrophe after catastrophe in your head. And that reel just keeps running and running and running until somebody comes along and loves you and cares about you.
And takes an interest in building that relationship. And a lot of the people are working class people who still had to go to work every day so they wouldn't lose their job and then come back to the ruins of their house in the evening and try to do what they could.
Yeah, and so many of them that we encountered that were working, didn't want to lose their job, couldn't afford to take off, but they still would get off and take their hard-earned money, going to Home Depot, buying a piece of wood here, a piece of drywall there, some nails and things like that. We ran into so many of those individuals, and we're happy that we're going to be able to be in place to provide some level of support, some relief, some resources for them.
So Pastor Bob LaPlante and Bishop Michael Robinson are my guests. We're talking about the May 16th event, the first year memorial recovery event from the tornado that happened last year. The big question, where do people go to get involved and find out what the needs are and be a part?
Well, we'd love for them to be able to go to our website for Hope Nation. It's www.hopenation.church. On that page, you're going to find a link that you can click onto and will get you directly to all of the festivities, all of the events that are going to take place on May 16th. It'll give you everything that you need.
Again, the website?
www.hopenation.church.
www.hopenation.church. Thanks a lot for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in to today's Encounter. I'm Judy Redlich. Hey, I'm Judy Redlich. I've got a new project coming out that I want to tell you about. It's a book that's been long in the making. It's called Forward Heel Park, Adventures with the Four-Footed Friend. And it's all about my relationships with my service dogs. You see, I've had three service dogs because I'm visually impaired, and they have really taught me a lot about independence, but also about loving and serving, being patient, and being an overcomer in a challenging place. It's coming out June 15th on Amazon. So listen more, and you'll hear more about the details of my book, Forward Heel Park, Adventures with the Four-Footed Friend. I'll give you updates on my website, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. Watch for them, won't you? And don't forget to leave your review on Amazon.
If you've listened to me at any time at all, or you've been friends with me, you know that I love to help people tell their story. Another thing I enjoy doing is helping people find their highest potential. If you're in a life's rut and you just can't figure out how to get past your stuck place, a life coach like me could help. Let me walk with you through your journey of transition. I'm a Christian life coach, and to find out more about my coaching, go to my coaching page at judyredlich.com or email me at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.
Check out more of Judy's interviews at judyredlich.com. That's JUDYREDLICH.com. Or email her at judyredlichspeaks@gmail.com. Friend her on Facebook, connect with her on LinkedIn. And if you want to learn how your business could be a sponsor on Judy Redlich's website, email her at jredlichspeaks@gmail.com.